ever been hurt, really, so not being out at practice was something new for me, which I didn't enjoy too much. But it's good to be back out and just trying to get better as fast as possible.
You said you didn't enjoy too much. Was it just tough to watch?
Yeah. In years past, I was always one of the guys that made fun of the guys that was hurt. So now I got put in that position. So I always felt like we were here to do a job, so you should be out there practicing and playing. And the first few weeks of camp was tough not to be out there, but it was something that had to be done.
Did the knee limit you at all today?
Nah, I don't know. I only got to do individual today, so we're still taking it slow, see day by day, see if we can get a little more each day.
You going to think twice about making fun of people now?
No, definitely not.
Were you surprised to find out the diagnosis after the postseason had ended and you came in and said, it's torn, huh?
Yeah, I knew something was wrong with it. I didn't know to what extent, but it was a little surprising.
And what did it feel like? I mean, did you feel significantly limited during the postseason? Do you know when it happened?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into when it happened because it happened a long time ago. So.
Okay.
A lot longer than you would have thought it happened. So, but it wasn't 100%, but it was still functionable.
Have you been optimistic, and are you still optimistic that you'll be ready to go in the season?
I don't know. I wish I knew. How long do we have? A few more weeks.
Four weeks.
I don't know. I'd like to think I would be able to, but I don't know. We're taking it slow right now, so it's hard to tell.
How big of a step is today for you mentally? Just get back out there.
It's a big step. We haven't put on pads or anything yet, so whenever that gets to happen, that'll be the next big step, and we'll just see how it goes.
You guys have had a lot of moving parts in that among your group of offensive linemen. What's the dynamic been like for you guys with some guys like Matt Knott here, some new faces? What's that like for you guys?
Yeah, it's been a weird camp. A lot of guys coming in, and then they'll come in for one day, and then they're hurt, and so it's been a lot of shuffling parts in there. I think there was a few practices. We only had 8 or 9 guys. That's pretty tough during camp, not having 2 full lines. So I think the guys are in good shape. They've been working hard, and they're working hard on the plays, and they're getting better each day. And I think they did a good job in the game the other night and gave us some things to build off of.
You must be looking forward to Brian Wattis coming back. When's he doing?
You know as much as I do. I don't know when he's coming or if he is or what's going on. That might be between him and Bill.
Okay.
Logan, so did you say that the injury happened before the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it happen during the regular season?
Possibly.
It happened sometime last season?
Yeah.
Did it happen while you were playing left tackle?
No.
Was there any conversation about sitting?
I hurt my left knee playing left tackle. I had surgery on my right knee.
Gotcha. Was there any conversation about you sitting down at any point?
No. I could still run, so there was no reason to sit out.
How much pain?
There was no MRIs or anything, so we never knew what exactly was hurt. If you could still run and play, there's no reason to go see a doctor, right?
So you didn't know you had a 20 scale until after you got the MRI?
Yeah.
What's your pain threshold like? I mean, it's pretty high.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so. That's why, you know, people are going to wonder, how do you play with something like that?
I don't know. Put a brace on, tape an aspirin to it, and go.
If the pain was so bad, why wouldn't you get an MRI to find out what's wrong with it?
I didn't say it was bad, did you?
Well, you got pain. There's got to be something wrong with it, no?
There's a lot of pain in football, right?
So, you have more pain in your left knee, and that's nothing?
I don't know. I don't want to. I'm not a doctor, so I don't want to get into everything.
What's the recovery process like?
What's it like?
Yeah.
Well, it's tedious. It takes forever to even be able to flex your leg, and then you go on from there, and you just keep working at it, and hopefully you get it strong enough in time. And we're kind of working on a short schedule here, so we're pushing it pretty good.
Logan, anyone in particular that's helped you through the process?
Oh, yeah, all my trainers. Joe, Jim, those guys have been great. The wait staff, Harold and Moses, they've been right there with me the whole time and pushed me when I didn't want to do something and annoyed me a lot, but they were great. They couldn't have done it without them.
Logan, was it really, did it get much worse during the Super Bowl? Because at times you didn't look like yourself out there.
Yeah, well, Super Bowl was a tough one. We, I was banged up a little, but everyone was at that point of the year, so everyone knew something wasn't quite right, so we that's why we had an MRI after the game to see what was wrong.
There's a situation where it was the Super Bowl and you said, I'm not sitting this out, I gotta play.
If I can run, I'm not gonna sit out any game, so I'm here to play football, not watch and collect a check.
When you see as much change as there has been in the offseason on the offensive line, Logan, how much did that add extra inspiration for you to work out, get back as soon as possible, if it did at all?
Well, I knew I needed to be here as one of the older guys of the line to just help out the younger guys, lead by example, stuff like that. And like I said before, my job's to play football, so I'm going to do everything I can to get back on the field as soon as possible.
Logan, what's your level of confidence in Nate Solder playing left tackle? Do you think it's important that you two get in the lineup together and work together and learn to play together?
Yeah, I got a lot of confidence in Nate. Nate's one of those guys that's going to do everything in his power to get better and to work hard. He's always studying, always lifting, always running. I don't know if you've seen him, he's in phenomenal shape. And he's a great athlete, so, and he's got the mindset to work hard, and he does what the coaches ask him. He does what older guys, the advice we give him, he takes it to heart and tries to do it. So Nate's going to do a great job, and we expect him to do a great job.
Will it help? Is it important for you guys to learn to work?
Yeah, we need to get some reps with each other, and but I don't know when that's going to happen, but sooner or later, hopefully.
When did you know you'd be practicing today?
Today, yeah.
Oh. you had to get clearance? One final clearance from the team? Is that
what
you knew?
Yeah, they. I follow their rules, so they said you can go out there. I said, all right.
Phil said you need to spend a couple days in shells before you can put the pads on?
Yeah, I think that's some CBA rule or something. You have to be in shells a few days before you can go into pads. So I'll be out here like this again tomorrow.